Baskin.
That's right. Good evening, everybody. I am AJ Twist.
I'm T, and we're back.
And we're back to take over the world.
With episode 239.
Which is...
Elekid.
Cool. He is the electric Pokemon.
Yes.
No way.
Yes, he is. He's the electric Pokemon. You're right. Are you more mad that that you were right? Because I feel like...
Yeah, I am.
That makes you more frustrated than anything.
And I feel like that's what it was one day, you know, like on the quick, you know, like they're doing flashcards one day, right? And like the first thing that came to your head, you know, that's what it was.
Fuck, he does electric shit. He's electric Pokemon.
Electric Pokemon. Okay, next one.
Like, sir, isn't Pikachu the electric Pokemon? No.
Shut up. Now's the time.
Nah, right now he's the electric Pokemon, okay? We'll do it live.
That was last generation.
We're dealing with the now. And as far as the now goes, we're Collision 28 Production, and we're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Also
youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Like, comment, subscribe, all those things. Notifications, click that too, why not?
Oh yeah, that bell thing. I don't tell people to do it because I don't do it myself on anything else. But yeah, you want to do it, go for it. Actually, I did add a video. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I added one short.
Oh shit, you did?
Yeah.
My bad.
What did I put up there? Our Game of Thrones discussion that we had.
Oh, that's dope.
So if anyone wants to get little bite-sized bits of our own personal highlights, check that out. If anyone actually has any like topics that we like, go to Twitch. Again, twitch.tv/closer28. Look for the Unfocused previous episode. You can make highlights there, and maybe I'll make those into actual videos. Actually, oh, yeah, that might be
yeah,
a way.
Should, oh, yeah, dude, you can go
that's
back
to that's
how
you the... can do that, actually.
Well, yeah, dude, there's a gang of back ones. I'll just keep doing them.
Yeah, you could do that if you want. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I think we can actually download those highlights, because I think that's how I used to do it before.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I just hate fucking around with that system,
I know.
Though.
Dude,
it's kind
I know.
Of annoying, but...
I was talking to my coworker, because he uploads on YouTube, too. He fucking hates the YouTube system. Oh, yeah, it's kind of frustrating.
And then, I'm not liking this mic right now, either. I don't know, it sounds weird to me.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, maybe it's my headphones. Anyways. All right, Unfocused Weeks.
Okay. For my Unfocused Week, I've been reading this Avengers World comic. This shit is kind of fucking awesome, actually. I've been putting it off for whatever reason, but... So, basically, the story is... I guess our world's gonna end, and some alien knows that, and he wants to, like, evolve the human race, so he's been throwing, like, these bio-evolving bombs at Earth, like, to evolve our world.
And that's how we got mutants?
No, mutants are already there, but, you know, he's basically trying to evolve us so we'll survive through whatever the fuck's coming, and the Avengers don't like that shit, and they don't understand what's going on, you know, so they go to kick that fool's ass, and then, you know, he captures all the Avengers, beats the shit out of Captain America, and sends him back to Earth. You know, all beaten up and shit. He's like, send him back as a message, you know?
Damn.
And so Captain America goes back all beaten up and shit. And then he enacts this initiative that I guess him and Tony had in place for a long time called...
Avengers Initiative.
No, what is it called? Avengers Dawn. And
oh,
then
shit.
When they activate that, like, I guess whenever something happens to the team of Avengers, it sends a whole bunch of emergency people a signal to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Wolverine, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, all these motherfuckers come and join the Avengers and go help him rescue the other ones.
That sounds cool.
It's pretty sick. And I'm like, I could, and you know, this guy's the one writing the X-Men shit right now. It's kind of why I wanted to read his Avengers shit, because it connects a little bit.
Ah, okay.
I can definitely see them kind of using this story a bit, like parts of the story in a movie in the future. So I definitely
think that'd be cool. Dope.
Right?
A dope way to start off an Avengers movie or something.
Yeah, show them get their ass kicked. And
yeah,
then...
by Galactus.
Damn.
And then they activate that shit.
Damn, that would be dope too, because we already know there's some people out in space that could work for the Avengers, you know?
Yeah.
Like Captain Marvel, Rocket Raccoon, both are like technically Avengers.
Right.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yes,
yeah, so I like it a lot. I've also been playing a lot of Soul Calibur, getting some extra Cassandra practice in. Besides that, I watched The Great Mouse Detective on Disney Plus.
Nice.
Fucking awesome. I've been watching random episodes of The X-Men, and... it's funny, there's a part of the cartoon that actually helped me understand some shit that's happening right now in the comics.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was like, man, I didn't know how many episodes there really were for this cartoon. Like, there was a lot of shit I had never seen before.
Mm.
Like, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, watching that.
I want to go check that out just so I have some, you know, foundation to go off of when, you know, X-Men start coming back out and shit.
Yeah, just watch some random episodes here and there. Like, you know, watch the Phoenix Saga because the
fucking... Oh, shit, they have a saga
now? Yeah, it's like four or five episodes. It's for a while. but it's actually done right. Like it's almost exactly like the comic book.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool way to actually know what the Phoenix is supposed to be.
Right.
So that's good advice for anyone else who wants to get up on X-Men. And then lastly, what did I see? I saw that movie called the Korean movie Parasite. It was really fucking good. It was like a thriller. It was insane. Like, they only had it for like 2 weeks, and it got so big that like they expanded the viewings for like 3 more weeks. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so if you want to see it, you can still see it. It's a crazy-ass thriller. It'll blow your mind. Like, you're going to get halfway through the movie and be like, what the fuck? This is what the movie's really about?
Oh, shit, okay.
And then at the end, there's like 2 big-ass plot twists at the end, and you're like, fuck, this movie's so loaded with,
that's cool,
with information, you know?
Right.
Anyway, yeah, that's been the main parts of my focus week. AJ, what you been up to?
All right, so bought this, which I was just playing on stream for a little bit. Just like play like 5 minutes. Sword. I have not gotten far on this at all. I just barely got my starter and walked off somewhere and got a couple of cutscenes. That's about it. That's all I've done. And now I finally made it to Route 1. Now I'm going to the next town over.
As a matter of fact, if you were watching the show before the show right now, AJ just caught his first Pokemon.
Yeah, I just caught my first Pokemon that was in my starter. I have no clue what it is. It's called Nickit. It looks like a fox. I don't even know what typing it is.
I would assume normal, but you never know. Maybe he's ground.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I guess I'll find out later on. But I want to try to play more of that. I actually want to cast it. I've been so busy, though, this week, though, that I haven't had the chance. But maybe, like, in the mornings, I'll try to cast, like, for a couple hours or something. I want to kind of – because I've been wanting to play Pokemon on stream forever. But, you know, it was on, you know, DS, 3DS, and there's no way to actually connect it without doing some type of hack that I just never had the money to do.
And now it's on Switch.
But now it's on Switch, and that's streamable, HDMI and all that, so I can actually stream it now. So I want to start doing that. So you might be seeing me on here playing some Pokemon randomly, you know, in the mornings or in the night here on twitch.tv/closing28. But yeah, so started to play that. Haven't gotten too far into it, so I can't really give an opinion about anything on it so far. I mean, it looks pretty dope so far, though, at the very least. I picked up some more comics. I haven't read any of them yet, but I got the next Sonic and the next Whisper and Tangle from the Sonic series. And I also got a new Legend of Korra, which is
shit.
Another one just dropped, and haven't even read the first one yet. I think I read like halfway through it. That's about it. So I haven't even finished the first one. The new arc they're doing with Kuvira. Kuvira's back. And on the cover,
Really like Kuvira. She's a cool villain.
On the cover of the second one, Toph's in there. So old Toph, of course, because she's old in the future in Legend of Korra. So she's coming back, which just sounds dope. So I'm kind of excited to start reading that again too. So I'll get into that pretty soon, sometime. We'll see. And then also, what was one other thing? Oh yeah. So today I was kind of busy, and I had this plan to make a PCB, like an electric circuit board.
Damn.
And here's
that's
my first sample.
Doing?
Yeah. So I got all that going down.
You made a circuit board?
Made a circuit board. All the traces on here are not that great, and that's because I just use a permanent marker to kind of like sketch it out. On the back, I got kind of crazy with it and kind of just added some, you know, little logos and whatnot.
It's like making his own brand, shit.
Yeah, so now I can brand my circuit boards, you know, put a little bit of Collision 28 back there and shit like that.
Damn.
And all the circuits work, too. I tested them. They all work out. And I got this little card slot thing, so my circuit board actually slides into it. So this is all just prototyping right now for what I want to do.
This is AJ tech right here, you guys.
Yeah.
You building a fucking Iron Man suit, bro? What you doing?
Well, if I can get everything working, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I ain't mad at you.
That's good. Brandon says reason. You know it, man. But yeah, so, yeah. It's coming together. I have a little more things I want to try to fuck with this, which is just adding some holes into it, which I'm realizing now I did backwards. Shit, because I'm supposed to do this upside down. And I didn't do that. But anyway, it's prototyping, right? I'm learning here. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of this. And then my actual plan, though, is rather than do it with a permanent marker like I did to sketch this out, I actually want to use some actual stickers. And Anne Anne can make stickers. So I'm like, Anne, can you make this into a sticker for me? So I already sent her a printout of it the other day. I actually hung out with Anne, by the way.
How's she doing?
She's doing all right. She checked my eyes.
She what?
She checked my eyes. She got me a new prescription.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah. Got the hookups. No?
My bad.
You know, school pays off, kids.
For you. For us.
For us. Yeah. You take the school so we can, you know, get our payouts on that.
That's right.
And then that's pretty much it, really. Oh, yeah, I did Wednesday Night Fights. That's right, last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did go.
Yeah, because yesterday work just got cut early. I was like, fuck, I have a lot of time. I'm going to go to fucking Anaheim right now. And so I came back over here real quick and picked up my stick, and I fucking just drove my ass over there. And I entered for both Tekken and Soul Calibur. So that was fun, except I got fucking killed in Tekken so easily. And I went completely cold into Tekken because I was like, I told myself last time, I'm going to do both Tekken and Soul next time I go there. And it just happened to come up, and I haven't touched Tekken since I played Reason last, actually, which is probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I got killed in that shit. My first match, it was funny too, because I was just playing some casuals on Soul Calibur. You know that one, what does he play? Sophidia?
Yeah.
I was playing with him. He's playing Taki now.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he played some Taki. He played some Nightmare with me. And I was playing some Talim and some Sungmina with him. And I was like, you know what? Let me go check on the Tekken side over there real quick just to make sure, you know, that they haven't called my shit yet or to see when they're going to call me up. He's like, all right. And so I walked over there, and while I was rocking over there, AJ Twist on stream, I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Damn, the force was with you.
Yeah, for real. So I just like walked over there and sat down in front of the TV right there. And my first match was on their stream, and I got totally wrecked. And I was in that state because I just got off of Soul, right? So there was split moments where like, I almost GI'd couple times, yeah. And I was so wanting to hit my thumb on the fucking three, which is guard. And I was like so close, like, no, back away. Oh, man.
You display the skills of a true pro. You stopped yourself.
So. Yeah, I was stopping myself. Like, I felt myself about to do those like moves. I was like, no, I'm in Tekken. I got to remember my Julia shit right now. And it took me a while to kind of remember. But yeah, no, I got pretty beat, pretty good. What did I play? It was I don't remember what my first match was. My second match later on in Tekken, though, because I lost that first one, and my second one was against a Lily.
Oh shit!
Yeah, which I'm only used to playing Lily only because my brother plays Lily, and my brother, he doesn't really play like seriously. He's like half button mashing half the time. But I kind of knew a few things to expect, but except he kept getting me with this grab, and I could not get out of the fucking grab. Afterwards, I asked him what it was, and he
has a couple command grabs.
Exactly, that's what it was. I was like, fuck, I fucking knew it was a fucking command grab, which mm-hmm. I think it's like one and two to get out of.
Oh, it's probably 4-4, 1+2.
And the one she was using, he told me it was down forward 1+2.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
step beforehand to it?
Something like that, yeah. But yeah, I couldn't get out of him. I'm like, afterwards, like, is that a command grab you're using? And actually, he didn't even know the terminology I was going for. He's like, I was just pushing 1+2. I'm like, that's not the normal command. So it was a command grab. He's like, I guess so. What was it exactly? Like, because three or one and three is like the basic, you know, grab. He's like, no, I was doing down four, 1+2. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a command grab. That's why I couldn't get out the damn thing.
Yeah.
But I should have like tried that earlier though. But I think that what got me my death in that match though. Anyways, Soul Calibur side, Deluxium is one of the bigger players on that side. He gets like top three every once in a while. And apparently he hasn't been there in a couple weeks. And when it was my first match, he was my first match. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get wrecked right now. But then he wasn't even around. And they're like, oh, he's on his way. He's going to be here in a couple of minutes. I'm like, all right. And then finally he showed up and he got a couple of drinks real quick. He got some Red Bull or whatever. And then he played his match with me right afterwards. So he didn't even get to warm up or anything like that. And his first character he used on me was Keelik, which I've never seen him use Keelik before. I've seen him use Cervantes. I've seen him use Aswell for a little bit. I think his main is Yoshimitsu.
Yeah, Yoshimitsu is his main.
Yeah, and it's about all I've really seen him play before. So Keelik, I was like, this is new to him. And it was, because someone else walked by, and I looked at him like, really, Keelik? And he's like, yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, trying to learn him right now. But I completely wrecked his Keelik, though.
Damn.
And then he switched it up to Yoshimitsu, and then I wrecked his Yoshimitsu.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was
disaster.
An 2-0, for reals. And then, and everyone kind of shocked that he lost. But afterwards, like, they're like, whoa, AJ Twist beat you? All right, we got to get him on stream next. And my next match was against a Raphael.
Fucking Raphael.
Yeah, and I'm not too familiar with Raphael either. And it was vet-wise. It was pretty good, too. But yeah, it was pretty – I had some good highlights in that match. My first two rounds with him, though, my B button was not working in the middle of the match.
What?
I was like, fuck. And my stick has that problem once in a while. And I think it's because me spreading it and, like, opening up my arcade stick because, you know, it has that mechanism.
It's jiggling it loose.
I think it wiggles something out loose. Only way it works if I close it up a little bit. And once I close it up a little bit, then it works. But like in the middle of match, I was able to work sometimes. And then when I go in for like a move, I run out of him and try to do B. And I just run in front of him. And I get fucking smacked. Like,
damn,
fuck.
That sucks.
And then I try to do like one of my my stances, and I get a kick out of it instead of my BK like stance shit. So yeah, it was annoying for the first two rounds. But then I just closed it up halfway, and it was working, and I did fine afterwards. And like, and then I was just lining all this shit with him, but I still lost. It was a good match though. And in my last match, I played the streamer dude. He's using Voldo, and I just pretty much got wrecked with that one. But it was a pretty fun match though, because we were just doing shit we'd never seen before. Like, I was jumping over some moves I didn't think I could jump over with Voldo, and he was like whiffing shit that he didn't think was gonna whiff just because I did a standard. It was weird. It was just fun though.
It sounds like you were getting pluses then, if that's the case.
Yeah, but it was a good time, and I played that, and yeah. I think that was my pretty much my unfocus week there.
The only person I've had like serious trouble with online is fucking Raphael, man. I don't know if he's a counter for Cassandra or what, but
yeah, I was actually watching the stream because I was on stream playing the Raphael, and I was listening to him then commentate, and Signia, the one dude, he was commentating. He was just kind of pointing out shit. He's pointing out shit that I was doing wrong, and I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So I actually learned a couple of things from his commentation there. Or commentating. And then he also mentioned that just that's a bad matchup for Tom just because of the range that Raphael has. And, like, there's no real way for me to get in there.
Oh, and that makes total sense because he has stances to back him up.
That too, yeah. And he has just good poke, mid-pokes, you know? And so it is kind of fucking annoying. And that was my problem the whole time. I was just walking backwards, just trying to, like, weave my way in there.
It's not as hard.
And that was, like, the best I could really do. And even he was like, yeah, he's playing good right now, just backing away and trying to look for the openings. But like every time I got in there, it was just like I couldn't do much. But at least I know that I'm like close to being good.
Hey, you're getting there, man. Keep picking up strategies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I knew Raphael a little bit better, I definitely would have definitely had some more rounds on that one. One cool thing that I knew, that because I knew some of his lows, I knew when he was going to go low sometimes, so I was able to jump over a lot of his shit and get some good wins out of that. Mm. But that was like the only highlight of those matches there.
Yeah, we definitely got to start, once the new season comes out, we got to start looking at counter, character counters and, like, who's bad matchups and shit, because I only know one, and for me, it's that Witcher motherfucker really fucks Taki up.
I think Talon, too. I think just close range, not good against that motherfucker.
Probably fucks Maxi up, too, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
All right, with that being said, let's jump into the main part of the show, Unfocused, the news.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
All right, let's jump into the main part of the show. Shall I kick us off, AJ?
Sure.
All right. So there's some Japanese college students. There's a picture for this one too.
Oh shit, Japanese college. Japanese college girls.
Maybe. I mean, I think one of the main ones a guy, where there might be involved some ladies.
Okay.
But the thing is, they built this Gundam.
Oh shit.
It's about a little bit bigger than a human, like maybe 8 feet.
Nice.
Look at that shit, bro. You see the detail of that?
That looks awesome.
That's made out of cardboard.
Like, okay, that's cool.
They made that out of cardboard.
Now, can they step into it and wear it?
Shit, I want to ride it. They need to make it bigger. They need to make it way bigger. But yeah, I was blown out. The guy's on, he's on Twitter. His name is Toshi with two I's, and his handle is at ready SZLI8SDRLNTSHTR. I don't know what the fuck that's all about, but that's his handle, so if you want to follow him, you could. I'm assuming they're going to do more projects like this, but it's a school project. Him and his friends are doing it for a while, like, and that Gundam looks fucking amazing. It looks almost as good as the giant one, just smaller.
That looks
smaller.
Dope, yeah. It looks like he's going to fucking walk at me, though.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to touch the ceiling, too. Look how tall that shit is. That's a big-ass fucking cardboard model.
Yeah, for real. You know, it reminds me of Betty. Remember Betty?
Like Master Pain?
No, we named our dragon Betty.
Oh, Betty! That's right. Okay, yeah, I do remember Betty.
So I'm getting that vibe right now. Only it's tons better, of course.
Yeah, man, that's just pretty cool. It's the Unicorn Gundam. That is the same one that they have the giant one of in Japan. Mm. Yeah, it's just fucking, I love the detail. I love the look of it.
Damn, Nintendo needs to hire these motherfuckers, man, because, you know, the Nintendo Labo stuff made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
Imagine them putting this into a package, giving it to you, and you got to build this shit.
Yeah, because that Labo shit looks kind of lame. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I like crafty shit, so I'm kind of into it. I just don't want to spend the money.
The game looks fun, but, I mean, like,
game to a lot of it, though. It's mostly just, check this out.
I feel like it should have looked a little bit cooler. Personally.
One of them was a game, though, that robot one. It looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the most interesting one, the robot one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so check that out. This guy's name is Toshi with two I's at the end. Yeah.
Cool.
Built his own fucking cardboard Gundam.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta make it open up so you can walk in there and just wear it.
That's the next step, man.
All right. Speaking of steps, what's the one game that people have been wanting for years? Do you know?
I mean, there's a lot of games people have been wanting for years.
You know, you have that one game that everyone jokes about, like, oh, yeah, when that comes out, you know?
Well, oh, like the detox of video games?
Yeah, like the detox of video games.
Duke Nukem Forever. Oh, but that came out, right?
That came out, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right.
Half-Life 3.
Oh, shit, they're finally doing that?
The reason says Diablo 4, but we're getting that, though.
Yeah, there's a trailer for that now.
Half-Life 3, right? Valve, you know, we've been waiting for Valve to fucking make Half-Life 3, and they finally announced a new Half-Life game, and it's called Half-Life Alyx.
What?
That 3 is Half-Life Alyx, and this is a VR game. Valve is actually working. I think they already made it. It's a headset, a VR headset. It's called the Valve Index. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's pretty sure that this game was made just to push that VR headset. But it's a new Half-Life game. I think it takes place in the same world as Half-Life 2 or some shit like that, and you're some other character. It looks pretty dope, though. I was watching this trailer for it, and it looks pretty dope because in it, though, like, you know when you're, like, playing a game with, like, you know, shooting in it and all that, and you got to look around for your bullets and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
In this game, you actually have to move shit around on a fucking shelf to find your bullets because it's VR.
Oh, you actually got to look for your fucking bullets?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's VR, right? So you can interact with the environment like, you know, like you can't do like on a controller game, right? So, yeah, if you're trying to, like, you know, look for something, you can actually move items around to find what you want. And then, you know, grab it, and then you can do whatever. Like, right here it is. You got to move all these boxes around just to find the fucking shell to put in there.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then, bam.
Just to cap that one
fool.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, just for that one fool, yeah. But, yeah, this is a new game. So if anyone likes Half-Life in that universe and just hoping for Half-Life 3, maybe get a headset and check this shit out. I think this is also going to be playable on some of the other headsets, like the HTC Vive. I think there's a list here what it would work on. Yeah, the Index, the HTC Vive, the Oculus Rift, the Oculus Quest, and the Windows Mixed Reality, which I don't think is even out yet. And this looks like it's going to be coming out exclusively on PC in March 2020.
Okay.
So it's not Half-Life 3, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's more like close. Half-Life sequel. 2.5.
2.5, yeah.
Okay. And other cool news for video games. It's rumors have been surfacing. I think it's more than a rumor at this point because I think some things were confirmed. But Crash Bandicoot, a new game, is finally being made.
Oh, really?
There will be more Crash Bandicoot. So it's Activision has greenlit, is the rumor that we're hearing, that supposedly it's definitely going to be done by the developer Vicarious Visions. They're the ones who are known for doing Crash Bandicoot shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they put them back at the helm for the lead of the project. The only information we have for this rumor is that Crash Bandicoot will be using different masks, which will give him different abilities.
Whoa.
To do different shit. Like,
has he done that before?
I don't think so. I never really played a lot of Crash Bandicoot.
Me neither.
But I don't remember that. I played a little bit. I don't remember that element ever being in any games I played. They said also the other leak is that you will be able to play Cortex, who is the main villain of Crash Bandicoot. There's going to be a few
friends.
Levels. No, I think there's just a few levels where you have to be him or something like that. Mm. Kind of like Sonic style, where they give you like levels where you have to be Robotnik and shit.
They've done that before?
Yeah. Oh, you never played? Yeah, never mind.
I never played any of the Dreamcast shit.
Fucking up. But what?
Sickness.
You tried. I'm proud of you for trying.
Yeah, even that trailer I just played for the Half-Life shit, I was watching it earlier. I was getting a little motion sick watching that shit.
Yeah, that Sonic is definitely not for you, because there's times where I get confused playing that Sonic game, like, whoa, where the fuck am I right now?
Like, yeah, no, I like I said, I tried to play that first one, and I was getting motion sick with some of this shit.
Hey, I don't blame you. You tried. But yeah, also reportedly you can play as Coco, which I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, from the Disney movie?
No, I
was kidding.
There's a character in Crash Bandicoot, I guess, called Coco, and apparently you'll be able to choose that character or Crash Bandicoot.
Isn't that Ice-T's wife?
Oh, that's a different Coco, I'm pretty sure. I would have definitely known that one. But yeah, with that being said, you know, keep an eye out for more information about this Crash Bandicoot game greenlit by Activision.
So. Do you know what system's going to come out for? Because no. Oh, wait. It's a well.
The leak's all brand new. We don't know.
Well, not only that, but he is. Crash Bandicoot was a Sony exclusive, right?
He was, but I don't think that's. Because I feel like the last whatever Crash Bandicoot project they had came out on other systems.
Yeah, the Insane Trilogy. That has a remake of the original three and shit. It came out for like everything now.
Yeah, yeah. I think even.
Or was it just for Switch?
I think it's Switch and Xbox, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll look into it, but yeah.
Well, anyone else listening to this probably knows. I don't remember.
Let us know.
But I know that game was a thing. But yeah, sounds cool. Hopefully they'll all do more and then maybe bring Crash into Smash like everyone else wants.
Dude, I mean, I don't need him. I don't need him, but he'd be a cool fit. I don't really need him.
All they got to do is just add freaking, what's his name, from Golden Sun, Isaac, and I'll be good.
Where's he at? Seriously,
he's
where
a trophy.
Is he at? But why isn't he playable?
Because he's a trophy, that's why. Because fucking Nintendo's stupid or something. Another news.
All
right. So Nintendo of America says...
Merca.
Pokemon Sword and Shield, I guess combined in some way, has sold 6 million copies worldwide during the first 3 days on sale.
Damn, that's insane, bro.
What's even more insane about that is that people were so hating on this game for months after they announced that not all the Pokemon are going to be available in the game.
And yet there you know, it is.
Despite Dexit, despite the freaking all the missing Pokemon, and also the Game Freak Lies thing that was going around. Because people,
what Game Freak Lies?
So I think this came out after the game was out. People have, you know, dug into it, kind of hacked it a little bit, and found wireframes for some of the Pokemon that are missing. And wireframes that are exactly the same as the wireframes found in, like, X and Y and Sun and Moon and all that. Which means the whole reason that all the Pokemon were not in the game originally, supposedly, was because they had to make new models of it to support the higher resolution that you can get on the Switch and all that.
Right, right.
But if they're using the exact same models from previous consoles and this new higher res, like, so why couldn't you put all of them if you're just using the same assets, you know? So everyone's like, Game Freak's lying. So there's a whole Game Freak Lies tag going on out there right now, too. But regardless, 6 million so far, or at least within those first 3 days. It's already been almost a week now, so who knows how many copies they've sold since then. The people are saying it's looking to be maybe the highest selling Pokemon game this far.
I believe it, dude. Some of my coworkers were talking about it, and some of my coworkers are like straight thugs. Like, and they were talking about Pokemon. I'm like, what? It's pretty funny.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't played it too much. I did buy it on, I think I got it on Saturday or Sunday. I got it on Sunday. But I haven't had time to play it. But I'm getting there slowly.
Well, it's funny you bring up Pokemon news because I also have some Pokemon news if you want to.
Sure.
So, you know, as AJ said, mine is focused on the whole decision that they've made to not include all the Pokemon. And, you know, the whole... I didn't know there's even a reference in this little article I have about Game Freak and people not being happy with them. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what AJ's talking about.
You know what's funny, too? People are saying, like, whenever Pokemon, like, does something wrong, Game Freak gets blamed for it. But when Pokemon does something right,
Nintendo
is
the
praised.
Credit?
Yeah.
It's so true. That is so true. Motherfuckers jump on Game Freak and they're like, what the fuck? But anyway, apparently, you know, a lot of people, as AJ said, a lot of people are fucking pissed that, you know, like all the Pokemon are not included. That's an active thing, and we don't know exactly why that's happening.
They said it's because they had to remake all the models.
Yeah, but clearly everyone doesn't believe that's the only thing. So we'll check it out. As a counter to this, hackers are working on an unofficial way to add these Pokemon that aren't in the game.
Oh.
And they're doing that through data mining.
Yep.
Yeah, so you probably already imagine, AJ, what's going on here. But yeah,
I thought they found the wireframe shit because they're data mining that shit.
Yeah, so people apparently there's a lot of what they're calling references to Pokemon throughout this game, as in there's pictures of them, there's wireframe stuff,
just leftover shit.
Yeah, leftover information, and they're like, it's kind of some of it's actually pretty substantial, and so it makes people question even more why these things aren't happening. But yeah, with that process, they're data mining it and they're creating a version that has these Pokemon in it. They are saying that it's still not... I think the guys from Den of Geek are the ones like focusing on this.
Okay.
They said it's still not perfect because the art style and the animation doesn't quite match up to the new art style they have for them and stuff like that. And they're like, maybe that's part of the reason. But, you know, they're like, it can be done. We're doing it. Like, it can be done. Like,
yeah, I think it could be done, too. I just think... I don't know what forced them to choose only, like, half the Pokedex. To put into the game.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Maybe they didn't have time. People think that they just wanted to rebalance the game in some way, so they left some Pokemon out just to get a rebalance. I still think they're going to bring them out eventually as some type of download.
They have to, bro.
That's my guess.
It's to be the first Pokemon game. Not the first one. First one in a while where they don't allow you to get everything, right?
And well, not only that, but like just all the Pokemon don't actually exist in the game.
Like they're not like, there.
Yeah, they're just physically not in the game. Like, you know, like if you can complete the whole Pokédex and it's be completed with only like half of the Pokemon though, you know?
So lame.
So yeah, the whole Pokédex is not in the game. But like I said, they might I expect them to do a download in the future. If not that, you know how we get like the Black and White 2s, the X and Y, what was it called?
Black and White 2.
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, all that, right? Maybe they'll do something like that where all the Pokemon are there. So make a Mega Sword, Mega Shield, which would be dope because then it would be Megas back. I don't know. But maybe they'll do something like that. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, if there was a third game in between them, what would be the counter for Sword and Shield? Like, what would be
the... When the Sword and Shield was first announced, people were joking with Gun.
Pokemon Gun.
Pokemon Gun.
And they have that guy from the Safari episode on the cover.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Well, it kept fucking pulling the gun on everybody.
Right. Maybe Pokemon like Bow and Arrow.
I think Pokemon
like
Mace.
Mace? Oh, yeah, like maybe. Mace. Pokemon Wand, where there's like a magic, you know, thing involved.
I kind of like Pokemon Bow and Arrow. That sounds pretty sick. All right, AJ, got some news for us?
The Game Awards are coming up.
Oh, yeah, already? We're in November.
There's different award game thingies. There's the Game Awards, and there's like Video Game Awards. I think it's another one.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the difference between two different type of Game Award things. Anyways, for this one, just to kind of go through some of the nominees and stuff, which some of them are pretty cool. For Game of the Year, a game called Control.
What is that? Control?
I've heard about it. I don't remember, though. There's also Death Stranding, which is the Kojima shit. What else is there? Oh, I can't slide sideways. All right, I'll expand this shit. Resident Evil 2, interesting. That remake one. What the fuck is that?
Sekiro, I've been hearing about
Sekiro,
it.
Shadow Die Twice. Shadows Die Twice.
That's a cool name.
Smash Brothers Ultimate, which it's been a year now since that game's been out. It came out December last year.
Damn, it's only been a year?
Not even a year yet, but it feels like it's been like over a year.
Hasn't
now.
Hasn't it
huh?
been 2 years?
No, it's not even a year yet.
They've done all this in 1 year?
Yeah.
We need to start playing more, bro. Right? Man, that's crazy. I feel like it's been 2 years. That's so insane.
Right, I know. They're up for Game of the Year. And then also The Outer Worlds is another one for Game of the Year. Action games, Apex Legends up here, Call of Duty, I don't care about these. Action adventure games, Death Stranding's in here again. Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening is in here too.
That should look pretty cool. I'm glad that's
3.
On there.
Art direction, looks cool. Okay, cool. Audio design, all right, like nice. What is this? Next. I don't know any of these people. Where's the other one I want to look at? Oh, yeah, here's one. No, not this one. Not even you. There's another category. There's also like best fighting game was another category, and Smash is also in that list.
Oh,
along
nice.
With Mortal Kombat, and I don't remember what else. Family games. Oh, that's cool. All Nintendo games. That is funny.
Damn.
So for the family game category, Luigi's Mansion 3, Ring Fit Adventure, Super Mario Maker 2, Smash Ultimate again, and Yoshi's Crafted World.
And 3 out of the 5 games are Mario games.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Technically 2, because that's the Luigi game.
I would say technically 2, because Smash Brothers isn't really a Mario game, but yeah,
that's true too, yeah. So there's only one Mario game technically, and one Luigi game, you know, and one Yoshi game, and then one new person Ring Fit Adventure game, and then one everybody game, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Damn, Nintendo taking over.
Here it is, fighting games. Dead or Alive 6, that's the other one. Jump Force and Samurai Showdown, that's cool. I feel like all these other ones make sense, except for Jump Force, and I feel like Jump Force was like a last like minute, like,
dude,
I can't figure out another fighting game.
Dude, Dead or Alive and Jump Force should have not been on that list. It should have been Tekken and Soul.
No, but those are games that came out a couple years ago. Soul actually came out, last October or last November? So it just didn't make the cut for this.
That man, it didn't beat Jump Force? Like, that's crazy.
Jump Force came out, like, March or something this year?
Oh, wait. So are you saying it doesn't even fit into the category Soul Calibur, into the time frame?
I'm saying that Jump Force was like a last minute thought, I felt, because really, Jump Force is a fighting game? Was it really? I don't count it as a fighting game because it has that.
It is a fighting game, but I mean, is it as big as fucking Soul Calibur? I don't think so.
No, but again, Soul Calibur does not make the cut because it wasn't this year.
Okay, that's what I was asking you. So it's technically not considered this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brawl, I think, Ultimate got into it because it came out December. And the Game Awards happened in December, so I guess Ultimate came out like
just
right after, last year. That's why Smash didn't make last year's vote for the Game Awards, but it's making this year's.
Was there any other fighting game that came out? Guilty Gear came out this year, right? Or it hasn't come out yet, huh?
No, Guilty Gear comes out next year.
Fuck. I mean, I can't think of anything else, so honestly, I'm not mad they picked it.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that would fit.
I just feel like it's an odd one out here. That one's definitely losing.
It's the weakest one for sure. For sure it's the weakest one. And people didn't like it. It came out and people were pretty, I mean, people weren't mad like they were the last game, but people didn't like it. So.
Yeah, like it was so hyped up and then it just kind of died out afterwards because everyone knew like, this is not the best. No. If anything though, I think Smash is going to win it just because Smash is fucking huge.
Jump Force needs to get Sakurai to make their next game.
Oh shit, maybe.
You know, people need to start going the way that Dragon Ball FighterZ went. Just have a fucking big company make your shit. Like, why are you going to try to make
it? It is Bandai Namco, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though.
But I don't think it was Bandai Namco's team working on it.
Yeah, they didn't let their team make the game. Like, they always hire, every time, they hire some off-brand team to make their shit. Every fucking time, Junk Force. Like, I'm sorry, Jump, you know, Shonen Jump.
Yeah.
Like, dude, just let somebody big do it. Let somebody famous do it. Like, it's so annoying, man.
Yeah, I know. One day we'll get a good fucking shonen game.
I think Dragon Ball FighterZ is probably setting the stage for that possibility, you know, because like they just trust.
Well, it's been a couple years now that's been out and it hasn't, you know.
Well, people love that game. That game is pretty popular. Okay, was it Arc System? Arxis?
Yeah, Arxis worked on it.
Yeah, dude. I think if people pay attention and saw the success of Dragon Ball FighterZ, they would know the way to go is let a big company that knows fighting games make your shit.
Yeah. Like, we'll see what happens with that.
Yep.
For the fresh indie game category here, Prevented by Subway.
What the fuck?
Fresh indie game
award. Stupid.
Anyways, Untitled Goose Game's on here, which is cool. House for Untitled Goose Game. Have you heard of that game?
No.
Oh, it's fucking an hilarious game. It's like the Zelda like shell shaded like style of game, except you're a goose and your mission is just to fuck with people. It's pretty hilarious. Like, I watch people play that shit. It's a good time. I want to play it someday. Anyways, where's that big one I was looking for? Where is it? Come on. Score music, sports and racing, strategy, VRs. Did I pass it? Anyways, one of the categories on here was for esport event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where is it? Because I want to read the other nominees for that shit. Anyways, one of the nominees for... Here it is. Yeah. Esports event. The Overwatch League. EVO 2019.
Dude, that's so funny to me that EVO even has competition besides the shooting game community.
You got Fortnite. You got Overwatch. Okay, those are shootings. Shooter games.
No,
League of Legends.
I actually wasn't including those. I just meant besides... what's that game that everyone used to play? Counter-Strike and shit like that?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that anyone's even on that level because these companies are also new, but like they're keeping up with EVO. That's insane.
Actually, it's the other way around because EVO is not that popular amongst all the other ones. Like MLGs would be a big thing, remember?
No, yeah, but EVO has become the hub for fighting games.
MLG
became part of EVO for a while, they were like, what's it called?
Oh, they collabed one year. Yeah. What the fuck is this? I can't even read letters. IEM.
Who's that?
God, I have no clue. League of Legends and the International something.
Damn, that's so insane.
League of Legends is a huge game, dude.
No, I know that. That one makes sense to me. Yeah. I'm just like, dude, all these are pretty new companies. Like Fortnite, League of Legends, like Overwatch, and they're fucking keeping up with EVO. EVO's been around for a long fucking time.
Shooters are just big, though. That's what it is.
And they always have been, bro. Yeah. They always have been.
You know, every time I talk to, like, you know, kids about, like, video games.
It's shooters.
Everyone's playing fucking shooters. That or fucking, like, NBA or NFL Madden or some shit like that. Every time I bring up, like, fighting games, they're always like, oh, like Mortal Kombat? I was like, you ever heard of Street Fighter? No. You ever heard of Tekken?
Tell me someone's never heard of fucking Street Fighter. You're lying.
Some have, like, oh, yeah, I think I heard of Street Fighter. I like that. Damn. That's about it. Like, no one really knows, though. They're not sure if they know what Street Fighter is. So I'm not surprised that all these other ones are up here.
You're right. No matter how big the fighting game community gets, it's
We're in that bubble, so we know how crazy it is. But outside that, like, fucking everything else is bigger outside of that.
It's so insane. Kind of sucks. It's too bad. Like, but it's always been like that, man. Counter-Strike was smoking fighting games way back in the day, right?
It still kind of is, but... I mean, since Overwatch came out and shit like that.
Yeah, it's really on now with Overwatch.
Yeah. But anyways, that's the Game Awards. So if anyone could vote, go vote for Evo. TheGameAwards.com to go and vote for shit. And I think the actual event happens like December like 12th or 13th or something like that. Okay. So sometime in early December. A couple of weeks.
All right. Should I do one more piece of news before we go into some music?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Stargirl. Stargirl, which is a character from...
Stargirl.
Yeah, she's from fucking DC. She's a character... from the Justice Society of America, like the old school motherfuckers. She's supposed to get a show on the DC streaming service, and apparently that's still happening, but they're also going to be co-streaming it on the CW.
Wait, is she supposed to be like Captain America or some shit?
No, it's pretty different. They happen to bear similar appearances.
She's going
to
have the scales in her outfit and shit, too.
Yeah, I think they did that to copy Marvel, because I think the original one didn't have those scales, you know? Okay, anyways. Yeah, I think they're trying to, like... reference Marvel feels, of course. But yeah, apparently this show is also going to premiere the day after its online release on DC streaming service. It's going to show up on CW on live TV as well. I hate CW, as everyone knows, and here's a perfect example why. It will be edited and will be more strictly monitored once it comes out, because you know the streaming service doesn't have to adhere to any language or sexual or violent restrictions.
True.
They just like for example, Titans and Doom Patrol, they fucking cuss and kill people.
Yeah,
and,
like Netflix with the Defenders and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Daredevils and all that.
They can do all the fucked up shit and it's cool. But since they're gonna be porting it to the CW, when it comes out on CW, it will not be the same. It'll be slightly different.
So when someone gets punched, instead of blood flying out, it'd be like sweat.
Maybe. That'd be
like Mortal Kombat.
That'd be funny if they do it to comedic effect like that. Yeah, right? Mortal Kombat, the fucking white sweat flying everywhere. but yeah, this will also be, it'll be on the DC streaming service. It'll also be on the HBO Max once they join forces.
Right.
But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. Even though it's part of CW, I think it's not going to quite be included with the whole Flash and Arrow universe. I think it's technically separate, but that remains to be seen until it comes out. But yeah, so keep an eye out for Stargirl. It looks really good. It's also supposed to be loosely a story about the Justice Society, so it might be pretty good.
And is this going to be in any way tied to the rest of the universe or not?
Bro, don't ask me no question like that. Don't ask me no DC universe continuity questions, because if they don't know, I don't know. You know? So that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, man.
All
right. Every time I hear about a new freaking, like, you know.
I know.
It's like... are you going to do it right or not?
That's why the Batman thing kills me. The Batman movie sounds so dope. I'm like, but what about Wonder Woman and Aquaman? Y'all are making more movies for them. So they're not going to tie into this? Like, you're going to have two running universes at the same... technically three. Because Joker is a thing. Mm. We'll talk about that more when we come back from... actually, let me give one last piece of news. Joker 2 got greenlit. And the reason this is weird... I think I got a picture for it too. Joker 2.
That was just like some other off shit, but
no, Joker. Joker 2 got greenlit, right? And the only thing about this is that the creator of it had said that he.
This recent Joker movie got greenlit for a second one already.
Yeah, and because it passed the.
But did it? I thought it was supposed to be a standalone thing.
It was. So that's funny. You beat me to the punch, AJ. Damn. That's what I was gonna say. The creator and Joaquin Phoenix both went out of their way to say this is a one-off movie. This is a one art style movie, like. Focusing on the psychology of the Joker, it's a one-time thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once it passed that billion-dollar mark, surprise, motherfucker, we're doing two. Like, I'm sure that DC or Warner Brothers or whoever's in control, HBO, whoever, was like, "Yo, no, you guys are gonna make more of that. We need more of that," you know? And yeah, so it's confirmed. It's really happening. More Joker. I don't know if Joaquin Phoenix is... I'm sure he's got to be tied to it. I can't imagine anyone would watch it if he wasn't tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, more Joker's confirmed by the writer.
What are they going to do?
I don't know, bro. I don't see what else you can do. Like, the ending was so... you saw it, right?
It's like... it's not like you...
you saw it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything, but the ending is very, like...
satisfying, right?
Like, satisfying, yeah. I don't want to say final, but satisfying. You're like, okay, that's a great ending to this whole story.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about, like, from everyone too. Like, it's really good. It stands alone. Like, it's just perfect. Like, they don't really have to add anything to it. Even a lot of people are like, even like, it was so good that I don't feel like I have to go watch it again because.
Hey, dude, that's so funny.
I get it. You know,
that's so funny. I felt the same way. It was really good. I felt like everything was conveyed to me in the first watch.
Mm.
You know, like just like you said, something you got to watch twice to catch more things.
Yeah.
This one, I was like, maybe there are things I could have caught more, but I feel like I caught the main part of the fucking story. Like,
right.
So, yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I get it because it's about money. But I'm like, this is a bad move. I think it's going to fuck up their money, if anything.
What if they actually do a Killing Joke, though?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you anything, but they can't do that.
Ah, oh, fuck. That's okay, so something happened where can't do that.
Yeah, they cut themselves off. Because to me, if they're going to make a number two of this, the answer is Batman. But, like, I can't tell you. But the way it ends, like, I just don't see Batman happening. That's all I'm going to say.
Wouldn't it be cool if they did it in a way like Batman does, you know, show up in the next one and it is a Joker movie, but we're seeing it all from the perspective of Joker and Batman looks like the bad guy.
No, I mean,
you just hate Batman the whole time.
I would be down with that.
But the way they ended it just doesn't leave room for that either.
Yeah, it doesn't leave room for that. Like, okay, I just can't see that happening because of how it ends.
Okay.
I want you to see it so we can like really talk about it.
Right.
It's funny because you'll be seeing it late. You'll be adding to that billion fucking, like, they just keep fucking stacking. Like,
oh, for real?
This is the most profitable comic movie ever made.
What the fuck?
They've made more money off this comic movie than any other movie.
Like, DC themselves?
No,
or just over
the comic? The world.
So, is it beating out of Avengers and shit like that, too?
Well, okay, it didn't sell more than Avengers.
Oh, okay.
But they made way more on this than Avengers already.
Like just because of their budget and shit like that?
Yeah, it's very independent. It's very simple. There's no CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all very, like, cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's fucking crossed a billion is nuts,
that's
dude.
Cool.
Like, that's a lot of money for them.
Yeah, as far as profits. Okay, I see.
And so that's why cool. They're like, we have to make another one. Like, you really don't. But okay, you're going to do it. That's fine.
And this time, we're going to do it all on iPhone to save even more
money.
Oh,
my God. Don't tell me that, bro. Don't even joke, man. I can see that happening. All right, let's do another music of the week, huh?
All right, I'm kind of scared of doing music of the week right now because I'm looking at this side view over here, and it looks like it's an old music of the week thing, but let's see what happens.
Fuck it.
We'll find out what happens. Looks
normal. We'll do it live.
Music power.
Okay, no, that's the new shit. Dude, we got
the art's there. Okay.
The art's there, yeah, but what about our new background? Okay, it's all there. I don't know why it was showing up before, but it's music of the week.
AJ, believe in yourself. Trust your instincts. Yeah, music of the week.
Part of the show where we share some music with you is what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Right, and for me, I have Of Monsters and Men. They're a folk rock group, and the song is called Obsidian Currents. AJ?
My track, I'm looking for it. I know what I want it to be, and I know it includes Megaran.
Aw, shit.
And it has a couple of other features in it, too. And I don't know the name of the song, but I'm guessing that it's called The Defenders.
Dude, I would really love for Megaran to get a record deal. He's so dope. Like, he's one of the few...
I don't think he wants one.
I'm sure he doesn't. That's the worst part. Like, when you get somebody that's that dope like that, like, and they're just happy with it, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's too bad. He's really fucking good. I feel like he could really sell some fucking albums, but... Yeah it would probably fuck up his art, though, so I get it.
Yeah, it's called Defenders. Megaran featuring Mr. Miranda, Taehyung, and Empress. Oh, Empress. That sounds like
that's
a dope
name. Oh, she's
Jessica
Jones? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We'll be back after these messages, guys. When you're forced to face
physical world. You scurry like an insect.
There is a virus in your tenants. Don't be naive, you know it's true. And if you don't protect yourself,
there is no progress through the knowledge. Told there is justice, we will not rest. Sweet Christmas, my team never faulty. Razor cut faulty, gauge what they call me. Respect the power, man. Been in the hood like barbershops and dollar vans. Group homes, gunfights, don't shoot too close. My only problem is always the new clothes. High caliber rounds, swamped to the ground like a kid on restriction. We don't play around. Cold is December, opponent is dismembered. Here to bring the ruckus and last the defenders.
The war for New York is here.
Man, I had to Shazam that one. That shit was sick.
That's right.
Mega Rand's The Defenders. That was pretty sick.
That was dope. So that was AJ Twist's track.
And my track was Of Montreal, and it was Obsidian, what did I say? Obsidian Discourse?
I don't remember what you said. You know, I don't listen
Obsidian
to
Currents, sorry, by Of Montreal. All right.
Nice. And that was our tracks, Music of the Week, which I just remembered, I had to do some Spotify adding. I tweeted it, I think, so go to...
Oh, the playlist? Is it there?
I believe it is. I'm pretty sure I put a playlist. If you go to our Twitter, at UnFocus28 on Twitter, you can find it there. Oh, yeah, by the way, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, at UnFocus28, Instagram, at UnFocusPodcast.
Oh, shit.
And subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you can get podcasts. And if you need a link to get the podcast, collision28.com.
Okay.
And, of course, you can always email us for anything. At Unfocus, my bad. Unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, there's a playlist link on our Twitter, and I'll be adding that soon. I think you can do it right now, actually. And then I gotta look for your track on Spotify and do that too.
Oh, but so AJ, I wanted to ask you some.
Is it personal?
Kind of.
Okay.
Since you got Disney Plus,
What
have you been watching?
Nothing. I haven't touched it in a while. We watched The Mandalorian and caught up with that. And that's all we've really been watching. Actually, you know what I've been watching? I've been watching, well, not constantly, but once a week, I've been watching an episode of The Office. Because there's a podcast called Office Ladies, which is hosted by the actresses who played in The Office. The girls that played Pam and Angela, whose names are Jenna and Angela.
Wow.
Because she's her actual name. And every week, there's a new episode in which they kind of talk about them filming that episode and give us, like, behind-the-scene notes and
are
all that.
Are you saying The Office is on Disney Plus?
No, it's not. I'm just saying I haven't been watching Disney Plus because I've been doing that.
Oh, okay.
And watching various other things that are not on Disney Plus. I mean, I'll get to it. I know Carlos has been watching Gargoyles, and she watched, like, Sister Act. Carlos has been using it. I haven't been really using it yet. Next thing I do want to watch, though, is Frozen, just because Frozen 2 is coming out.
I've never seen Frozen.
You never seen it?
Should we watch it?
It's pretty good.
Should we watch it? Oh, you've already seen it.
I've seen it before,
Should we
watch
it and cast it? You know I'm going to talk shit the whole
time. Why do you want to watch and cast it all the time?
Because it's funny. We're funny.
I don't think anyone wants to watch us watching it.
Dude, that's how we got big, man. The people liked watching us watch it. Not a lot, but a few. Unless I want to talk shit about it, because I don't think I'm going to like it.
No, I actually want to watch it and enjoy it.
All right. I'll ruin it.
Want you around for that.
If you want to enjoy something, don't have me.
Exactly.
All right. So, with that said, should we jump back into the news?
News.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
News.
What?
All right.
Let's get it.
Shall I start off, AJ?
Yeah. Go ahead. Because I feel like you might have more news than me.
All right, the Simpsons format is apparently kind of shitty on Disney Plus.
No shit.
Apparently, it's a little bit too zoomed in. Maybe it's set for widescreen, even though it's full screen, or vice versa. One of the two issues is...
Oh, yeah. Didn't I mention that last week? Like, all the other problems they had? Like, yeah, it's zoomed in. It's not...
Oh, did you mention that for Simpsons already?
I believe so. Like, it's not a, you don't, because it's back in the day, it was a 3x4. It was a square, yeah. Right? But Disney Plus zooms you in. It doesn't give you a full widescreen experience because that didn't exist. So rather than like have you bars on the side, it zooms the camera into the actual picture. So now you're missing the tops and bottoms of whatever was existed before.
Oh, that specifically. Okay, well, we already talked about it. But someone put up a picture showing you the difference for The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah?
And one was like, you know, they're in the beer factory and you see like, you know, there's a, was their beer Duff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Duff Beer, mm-hmm. Duff Light, and then Duff Dry, right? Like the three different vats okay. for their beer.
Right.
If you see the full screen one, you see they're all coming from the same fucking beer vat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like, so that's an extra layered joke that's missed if you don't have, if it's not right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so people are like, okay, Disney, here's an example of why you guys need to fucking fix this shit right away. And apparently Disney responded and said they plan to embiggen the range of The Simpsons view. And embiggen is a funny-ass word from a funny-ass episode of The Simpsons. That's not a real word.
Okay.
And people always talk okay. about how, like, embiggen is not a word, but it comes up, you know? Like, yeah. As a matter of fact, it was really clever. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Like,
so, so Disney does have some sense of humor and knows their content, some way.
I feel like that's what they were trying to, like, convey to us, that yeah. we know our content, we got it, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, as a side note connected to that, when they introduced Miss Marvel as a new character for that Avengers game,
uh-huh.
when she transformed to get big, she said, "Embiggen."
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is not a word, and it comes from The Simpsons.
That's
so
funny.
As a Simpsons reference there. But yeah, that's all. I just wanted to bring that up. That was pretty interesting. Apparently, we talked about it already. But yeah, Disney got told, and they said they will fix it.
But yeah, at least we got to see a follow-up on that, like what they're going to do about it or if they're going to do anything about it. And it's like they took note.
I don't think they put a day on it.
Probably not. They'll do it. I don't expect it to be tomorrow or next week.
Yeah,
maybe in a couple of months.
Yeah, they didn't say specifically. They said they will fix it, though.
Apparently, they have a lot of things to fix. Like, everything is cool about it, except for the way it works. And that's something that Disney has noted, I think, so far, is that we know everything's good, except that a lot of people are having issues. They know of these issues, and they're digging into it to kind of get those issues corrected and all that. So they're aware that their shit's kind of broken in places. Like, people have been getting, like, kicked out of their shows sometimes. They'll time out sometimes. And you know, with most programs, or not most programs, but most streaming services, when you, like, stop yourself in the middle of an episode and you come back to it a couple days later, it's going to start you right where you left off. Not with Disney Plus. And, like, it'll kick you back way to the beginning and people get upset because, like, fuck, I already watched all this. Now I got to fast forward and find where I was. So they are aware of stuff like that going on. So they're trying to fix it.
And if you guys pay attention to last week's Unfocus, there is a little help section where you can talk to Disney and tell them things to fix.
And give them
some feedback.
Some feedback, that's right. And give them a piece of your mind.
Details of that are on episode 238.
That's right.
See issue 238 for reference.
I want to do that, actually. I just thought about it.
I was like, I at least love that in the comics. See issue 238 to know what we're talking about.
Not exactly
see
that.
See Spider-Man 3 to know what we're talking
about.
But
you know how like how comics though have like that, you know, in the top corner, in that top left corner, you know what issue it is and little emblem or something.
The reference
like that.
Point, right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, just in the cover.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, like issue 3, Spider-Man, December 12th, or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck,
but right? In that corner has that little square that shows you the issue number.
It's got their face, the character's face.
And it has like the character face or some type of logo on there. I want to put that as an album art for Unfocus. So, like, I don't know why I never thought of it before.
That's genius, actually.
I know, right? So, look out for
AJ,
that.
AJ, that's pretty good. I like that.
What
all
up,
right.
Bulldog 92, what up?
All right, my turn.
No, my turn.
All right, go ahead.
So KOF All Stars. Have you heard of this game, King of Fighters All Stars?
Is that the female one, the female character?
No, that was King of Fighters. Something with a girl name.
Oh, okay. All right, go on.
What was it called?
I forgot. Actually, I'm kind of mad that Enchanted or Magical.
No. Sparkly. No.
I felt like it was Enchanted. I thought there was.
I felt like it was Enchanted. I don't remember what it was. Anyways, KOF All Stars is getting a Tekken crossover. So Tekken characters are coming into it. But first of all, what is King of Fighters All-Stars?
Do you know? First off, what is that? I don't even know what that is. Well, second off, are the Tekken characters going to be 2D?
Yeah, they kind of are.
What?
Yeah. KOF All-Stars is on mobile. It's on PC, though.
What up, Bulldog 92? Go on.
It's a beat-em-up game.
What?
Yeah, it's a free game though too, which means there's probably a lot of shit to buy in it.
It's gonna be shitty.
Yeah,
unless you spend money.
Actually, I saw this news come out last week, right before the show, and I didn't know what it was. That's why I didn't talk about it last week, because I'm like, what the fuck is this KOF All Stars and this cross Tekken thing? And I tried to look for news for it, and I didn't see anything about it. So I waited on it, and then it started popping up more and more around, like on Twitter and Instagram for me. I was like, okay, what is this shit? And finally, I got like official word from it. I was like, oh, okay, they're crossing over. But what is this fucking game though? So I finally looked it up too. I looked up the game today. It's a beat 'em up game. You have like, you know, have you played a mobile game before where you have like buttons on the corner and you push those buttons to do certain attacks?
I try not to, but yes. I played Street Fighter in the mobile game. I didn't like it.
It's something like that. You know, you have these buttons on the screen. It's like that, except it's a beat 'em up game. So you walk through a map, you push some of those buttons, do some attacks. You can do chains, you can do combos. And you pick a team before you go into these maps. And you can tag team. Mm-hmm. You can, do
cooperate
assist.
And tag team.
You can do assist. You can switch out characters and stuff like that while doing all these combos and stuff like that. And then you'll come to like a boss fight at the end, right? So it's like a classic beat 'em up game. That's what it is. That's what KOF All Stars is. And it has a bunch of KOF characters. Collect them over time. Someone call it like a hero collector game, which is a term I never heard before until now. But apparently you unlock these characters throughout your gameplay, so you'll have more options to use. And I guess they're throwing Tekken characters into it, which is interesting. And I'm wondering now, too, like, is this some type of hint, possibly? But then again, we did get KOF character in Tekken already, right? We got Geese.
Yeah.
So this is them returning the favor in a way, right?
And we kind of thought that something like this was going to happen eventually. Like, yeah. There's going to be some kind of bounce back from other games.
Hopefully the next KOF game, though, gets a Tekken, guest character or something like that. That would be cool. But yeah, KOF All-Stars. Go check it out. It's on mobile platforms. It's on PC, I believe. It looks pretty cool if you're into beat-em-up games. But there's so much more into it, too, that I didn't even look into. Where you can like level up stuff, power up stuff, and do other modes. There's like a beat 'em up. You know, like the old Street Fighter 2, you can fight the car, beat the car up.
Yeah.
KOF in that game and the All Stars has a mode like that too. So yeah, it's all type of things to do in that game.
Okay.
So, but Tekken's gonna be in there too, which sounds pretty cool. But at the same time, I don't think I'm gonna be playing this, unfortunately.
All right. Cool. Well, good to know. Maybe we'll try it out for fun one day. I never know. Maybe. I didn't even know about this.
I know, right?
But okay. So, Marvel has put out a little special, I'll cover two pieces of news right now, is that okay?
Sure.
Marvel put out a little special called, Expanding the Universe on Disney Plus. So if you go to the Marvel section...
Oh, that's the thing I told you I watched last time.
Yeah, we're talking about it. You watched it. I finally watched it and caught up with it. And I paid very close attention to it, because I feel like the first time I watched it, I just kind of like, I think I was like blazing and not paying attention to it when it was happening. I was like, yeah, whatever, you know? But I was like, you know what, let me watch this and really pay attention to it, because they're talking about the future of Marvel shit, so I'm going to really watch this, right? And so I really watched it, and this motherfucker actually said some heavy shit here and there, and there's been a lot of news that's been coming out since that came out. So first off, the one thing I want to point out, they said specifically about Loki that he'll be dealing with new enemies that he's never known and has never seen that level of power. Hmm. And they also said Loki's show will have a man on the run feel. And so we already know the Avengers might be after him because he transported with the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Also, the Thanos from that timeline was double crossed. So he might be after Loki.
Right.
And then they're talking about new villains we haven't seen. So he might be chased by like three or four parties throughout this to really give it a man on the run vibe. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of motherfuckers after this one motherfucker. Like different groups, different factions, mafia, government. Everyone's after the same motherfucker, and they end up fighting each other because they're trying to get him.
Yeah.
And it's like, Thanos is betrayed right now. Thanos is like, this motherfucker ran off of my shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that could all play into that.
Maybe we'll like find some time traveling universe, like, you know, dimension transporting characters that may come back to fuck with the actual timeline.
I agree with you. I think you might be right about that. Definitely.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. But that was the one thing Loki pointed out, that like, he'll face enemies he's never known and never seen and never knew.
Which
about
means
them.
That we never known and never seen them too.
I think that is what that means, you know? Like he may come across like some big fucking cosmic villains that are looking for him. But you know, that being said, that wasn't even my main point. My main point was that
I was thinking too. Wait. No, I was going to get into a fucking mind fuck thinking about it. I was thinking about, you know how Cap went back to return all the gems at the end? Like, yeah. What if he does something about Loki in that scenario and has some type of conflict with him? But I just fucking fucked my own mind to think about that. Like, how would that work?
I was going to say that was a pretty heavy concept you brought up right there. I hadn't even thought about that, AJ. What if Captain America is the one chasing him? Damn, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but then in a way, they don't know that happened.
No, they know he went away.
Well, they know what happened, but the same thing, they don't know that it happened depending on what timeline you're thinking about. And they don't know where. Yeah, anyways. Mm. Think about it
right.
If you want a headache.
So, other thing. Apparently, this famous actor called Sofia Di Martino has joined the Loki cast.
Okay.
And apparently, people noted that she has very similar pale skin and long black hair to him. People are thinking maybe she could be the female Loki.
Hmm.
And this would be a mythology that's twisting the Thor mythology. Because one thing that Loki does in the fucked up Thor mythology, he curses Thor to be a female at one point.
Oh, wow. Wait, who does that? Loki does that?
Yeah, he curses Thor to be a female.
That's funny.
And, like, thinking that it's going to embarrass Thor, but, like, it ends up being more of an embarrassment to Loki. Because he gets whooped by a female Thor in front of the whole universe all the time, you know?
That's funny.
And, like, maybe they want to fuck with that mythology and flip it. Or maybe he tries to put that curse on Thor and it flips back at him.
Right.
And, yeah, but apparently, like, this character is going to be a main... This actress is going to be a main character in it. She may be someone totally unconnected. But apparently the rumor is that she will be playing a female version of Loki. And I'm like, oh, interesting. That's kind of cool.
So if Loki and Thor are, like, related, you know, and they're Loki and Thor... And then we're getting female Thor, right? Who is going to be Natalie Portman, right? Going to be Jane Foster, right? So if there was a counterpart to Jane Foster in a Loki Thor way, would that be her best friend? What's her name? Darcy, who is played by fucking Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh yeah, homegirl. Dana Dennings.
Cat
Dennings. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I do think what we could see...
But imagine Kat Dennings as a female Loki, though.
Well, no. I don't think it's going to go that way.
That'd be
but
cool,
I do think you're
because she is coming back, though.
She is coming back.
Yeah.
They talked about her. I do think you're onto something, though. Because I think the dynamic they might fuck with in Thor Love and Thunder... Because Feige would not have his way to say Loki will set up things for Thor Love and Thunder. So I think it'd be a fun dynamic if we see Natalie Portman as Thor... And this character, Sofia Di Martino, as Loki, and the two of them are two females pretending to be Thor and Loki.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, how they kind of convey the whole Thor and Loki feel, but with two females, like...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be really fucking cool to me.
I don't know what you're saying.
So basically, if Natalie Portman's Thor...
Yeah.
And this character is Loki transformed into a female, we could see Natalie Portman and Sofia Di Martino...
Yeah.
Doing what Thor and Loki do.
Okay.
Playing the whole brother mentality and, like, you know, like, you bullied me as a kid and blah, blah, blah. All the, like, joking back and forth and, like, their
interactions
with each other.
Like as a main story type of line or just something, like, just fun to fuck with on the
side? Could be a quick offshoot. Could be a quick moment of a parallel universe, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe it could be, like, the story that's bringing all the characters together in that movie.
What if the Loki series ends like that with Natalie Portman being female Thor and that's how we get... the Thor movie and it goes into that.
You know, that could be it. I feel like it's going to be a parallel universe where Natalie Portman is Thor, but I still think it could lead to her meeting our Thor. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Maybe.
Two Thors, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because
okay.
I told you, and
there's lots of possibilities. Now that they open the door up for us and show us what they could do,
well,
especially with this whole time travel shit they introduced in Endgame.
Well, one fun thing I want to tell you real quick is that Taika Waititi said he's roughly drawing information from Jason Aaron's God of Thunder run, which is the current one. And in this run, Thor is fighting a guy called Gore the God Butcher, and he's trying to kill Thor throughout different timelines. And in the end, young Thor, our Thor, and then an old-ass, badass Thor that has the Odin Force all team up to kill that fool.
Fuck.
And so I can easily see that being changed a little bit, and maybe it'll be Natalie Portman, Beta Ray Bill, and Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Three Thors fucking killing whoever the villain is. Together, you know?
Yeah.
I can see that happening, especially since Multiverse of Madness is coming out first.
Mm.
Maybe we get a multiverse of three different people that have been Thor having to work together.
Imagine every movie has like a little multiverse thing going on in it.
I think after Multiverse of Madness, it could be. It could be. And maybe that's why we have a female Loki. You know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's cool too. Like, damn, there's this, like, ever since Endgame, this opened this door to possibilities and shit now.
Dude, and wait till you read this shit, bro. I want you to read this eventually. Like, this Jonathan Hickman Avengers, like, with the first one being the one with Black. I know you're not going to read it. I'll see if I can find a video that condenses it for you. Yes. I'll send it to you. But, dude, when you read this shit, and, like, okay. I only gave you a brief overview.
You know what, dude? In some other fucking universe, I bet you I read that shit before you.
And I didn't. Yeah, and I didn't read none of it. Yeah. And you're playing Sonic on Dreamcast, and I'm, like, fucking playing 2D Sonic only. But I really would like you to read this, because I'm like, dude, I didn't tell you the details about it, but as I'm reading the details about it, I'm like, dude, this connects so much with the fucking movies. Like, they can make so much shit happen with this. Like, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Even the Eternals are kind of loosely referenced in this, and I think in the movies they might directly reference them.
Oh, yeah, that's like the first or second movie we're getting, right? Eternals? I forgot about that.
I think Black Widow's 1 and Eternals is 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot about Eternals. I'm like, what are we getting next year? Black Widow and then what else?
And then Shang-Chi. That's right. Black Widow, and Eternals. Shang-Chi, yeah. And, one other not real news piece is the last thing I'll say about this whole... Ah, fuck no, I had another piece. All right, fine. I'll stop this, and then AJ, you can tell us a piece of news, and I'll talk about my other piece later. One last piece of news. Marvel put out a gang of release dates for movies just this week.
Hmm.
A gang of release dates we didn't know about. And from counting the release dates, except for next year, from now on, we're getting 4 Marvel movies a year.
Wow.
4 Marvel movies. There's 4 dates for every year after 2020. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, they could do it now. They have fucking everything.
They can have everything. That almost blows your mind with the possibilities, too. Because now we know Ghost Rider is a possibility. We know Blade's a possibility. We know X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Blade is happening for sure.
Yeah, that's happening.
And we're pretty sure mutants are coming in some form.
Yeah, well, specifically he said Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2,
mutants,
and Fantastic Four. So we know those four.
And Giant Man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we know those 5 things are for sure happening. Yeah. Everything else.
The 4 of those could be that first year, right? In 2021 or whatever.
Maybe. Maybe there'll be a Greg movie.
Dude, that'd be dope.
I'm down.
Maybe,
I'll watch it.
Maybe Greg's one of the watchers.
Damn. Don't fuck with my head, bro. But all right. Yeah. So that's coming. Keep that in mind, guys. There will be 4 Marvel movies after 2020 a year. Do you feel like it's oversaturation? Honestly, I want more every year. I'm always like, when the third one's done, I'm always like, fuck, that sucks. That's the last one. That's how I always feel.
I mean, as long as they keep shit fresh and just interesting stories and they keep, like, you know, crossing over characters, I don't think there's no way we can get tired of it.
I agree.
But, like, when it's just, like, the same character over and over and over, like... And
that's boring.
Then that's when it gets boring after a while, right?
And I think that, yeah, I think you're right, too, about them keeping it fresh because... The fact that Shang-Chi is going to be a kung fu movie, like, not related to any fucking Avengers shit, I think that's good. It's kind of good to take us out of the headspace of fucking the Avengers for just a minute, you know, for just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's why Eternals is good, too. Because Black Widows is kind of also an Avenger movie.
It is, yeah.
Like, you know, like, I feel like all those little offshoot movies always still kind of lead into the Avengers storylines in some way. But, like, getting Eternals, getting Shang-Chi, I think that's good. With some fresh new storylines, like, you know, set up some other fucked up shit that's going to happen in the future, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right. Anyway, AJ, news?
Back to gaming.
Gaming.
Yeah. So, this trailer, check this shit out.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah, right?
Bison and the Power Rangers?
Yeah. Like, if, like, Yellow Rangers throws Chun-Li a fucking power coin. What the fuck? Coin.
Yo, what the fuck?
So Chun-Li's a Power Ranger and in the Power Rangers Legacy Wars game.
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, wait, this is not Battle for the Grid. Ah, damn it.
This isn't even Battle for the Grid? What game is this?
This is Legacy War.
It's a different game.
Yeah, damn it.
Yo,
I think so. But it looks pretty dope,
Chun-Li's
though, right?
Chun-Li's a fucking Power Ranger?
Right?
Dude, that's what nobody wants, dude. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, this is the mobile game. Damn it, I thought it was the, Ryu Ranger, too. What the
dude,
shit?
Dude, I just got a scary image in my head of, like, the 5 strongest Street Fighter characters fucking morphing at the same time. That'd be fucking terrifying.
Fucking Ryu as well.
Oh, we've talked about this last year, earlier this year, AJ, that this was coming.
I didn't even know this. is like breaking news to me right now.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier this year, like summer, that Ryu Ranger was coming.
Oh, actually, yeah, this is from freaking few years ago. Yeah,
no, we talked about it, but but I thought it was for Battle of the Grid.
No, it's for Legacy Wars, which is like the mobile version of it, which is kind of like what I was just talking about with the KOF shit, where you got buttons to do your fucking things and shit recharges over time and all that, and you can use it again. So that's what this is. That's what everyone was hoping that Battle for the Grid was not going to be, and luckily it wasn't, as Battle for the Grid was a straight-up fighting game. But yeah, but Street Fighter crossover and all that with this, and Chun-Li's becoming a Power Ranger and shit. Apparently Ryu's already done that.
Yo, that brings up new questions about Power Rangers and shit. Like, because, you know, the kids are just regular teenagers who take some martial arts classes on the side. Yeah. I never thought about, like, if the best martial artist became a Power Ranger. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that'd be kind of broken, though, right?
Yeah, because, like, you get enhanced, right? You get more strength and speed when you're a Power Ranger.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, in Power Rangers, like, some of them don't even know any martial arts.
Yeah, that's true. Billy doesn't know
Billy
any.
Doesn't know any. I don't think Kimberly knows any. She's a gymnastics, you know.
Yeah, they're the only two, right? Billy. Oh, even Zach, actually. He's a dancer.
Zach's a dancer. That's true. Yeah.
The three of them don't know any martial arts, and yet they can fucking do Power Ranger shit.
But then Zach also, I'm not sure if he was doing this before or after, but he did that, what is it, Hip Hop Keto?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that shit. I forgot about that. He transformed his dancing into a fighting style before that shit. Yeah.
You know, before he found out about Capoeira, you know, there's fucking hip hop keto.
I didn't even think about that. He didn't even know about Capoeira. All right. So some other news I want to bring up real quick. Bill and Ted. I'm sure you guys have heard of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure. Today we got a teaser on YouTube of the two actors, both Keanu Reeves and what is the other guy's name? I can't remember his
Bill.
Name. Sure. Bill and Keanu Reeves had a little interview. It wasn't even an interview. It was like a short, like a 20-second short.
Mm.
And it was them at the amphitheater from Bogus Adventure, you know, where they played the concert at the end?
No, I don't know, but okay.
Okay, well.
I haven't seen Bill and Ted shit. Never.
AJ, that shit is so up your alley. You should watch that shit.
I know.
You would enjoy it. Anyway, so, you know, the amphitheater from Bogus Adventure, the two of them are standing there, and they're filming a video together, and they're like, hey, just so you guys know, it's not 100%. But we're pretty sure we're filming Bill and Ted 3. Like, we got a pretty big confirmation. We got big budgeting right now. They're like, we're pretty sure it's happening. And we want to thank you guys as fans because we never thought this was going to happen.
That's cool.
Like, they went out of their way and said, we'd never thought we were going to get to do this again. You know, they're like, thank you guys. And that's on YouTube. You know, it's a little teaser. They mark it as a teaser. It's not really a teaser. There's no footage. No costumes, no nothing. It's not really a teaser.
Well, it is a teaser because they're talking about it. Like, hey, this is kind of official, guys. And
is that what a teaser's considered?
Yeah, because it's a straight-up tease, dude. Like, you get teasers where it's just a title screen, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe a couple of voiceovers, and you get a title, and that's it. You don't see anything.
Okay, yeah.
So I would call that a teaser for sure.
Well, it definitely was. And
there's more confirmation that's happening. We just don't see what it's going to be yet.
Yeah.
That's a teaser.
Yeah, so
that's why I call it a strip tease, you know, because they don't show you everything.
It's a damn shame. So disappointing. But anyway, yeah, so that's happening. Bill and Ted 3 is happening, and they said it's going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Oh, shit. That sounds bad.
I really want you to watch Bill and Ted 1 and 2, bro.
You got to find it for me on a streaming service, and I'll be down.
I wonder if I feel like Amazon would have it. I'll look it up. I'll figure it out. All right, AJ, news?
All right, so the biggest one for us, really. That happened just the other day. We got confirmation of this. Let me spell season 2. Bam. Actually, I don't even think I need to show any of this. But we first found out that Hild was coming pretty soon, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was cool. But then they finally dropped, like, told us, like, when we're getting actual season 2 for Soul Calibur. It's coming out Monday.
Monday
the 25th. It's coming out.
Yeah, I already see a lot of new charge-ups and power-ups, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, which we've seen a few things before, and there's a video out there that just shows a lot more of it. Also, Hild's coming out the 26th on Tuesday.
Oh, she's not even coming out right away.
No, not first day, no.
Next day.
But first day, we're getting all, like, the new balance updates, the new engine, pretty much, the new, you know, sword charging rules and whatnot. Everything but Hild and the new stages and all that is what we're getting on Monday. But yeah, when Hild comes out, we also get the new stages and shit like that. Yeah, so
she looks dope. That fucking armor looks sick.
That's the same armor from previously, but it just looks better, right?
No, it looks dope now, though. Yeah. It didn't look that dope before. This is pretty awesome.
But yeah, so some things to look out for with this new season too. First off, we're getting one new stage with season two. One new stage.
It's the daytime forest.
You know, yeah, here it is too. So is this bullshit. Like it's a nighttime forest, but in daytime?
It's bullshit. I was already telling me and AJ and the other core, I'm like, that level is bullshit.
This is the other new level we're getting.
What the fuck is that?
Training mode stage.
Oh.
That's all it is.
There's no
But
edge.
Like, there's the new UI and shit.
Oh.
Which is
okay.
Cool.
That's
and
good.
Look, check this. I want to pause
Ooh,
this. Oh,
new art for the level selection, too.
So.
Four new beats at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. There's four dots on the bottom, which are probably room for additional care stages.
Well, Halmaru, we know his level, right?
So
for sure.
That's two for sure. So we're at least getting four new stages, according to what we see here. So that's the one thing that's, I guess, positive out of this whole thing, I suppose, in some way. Also, too, I'm not sure if this is what I read correct or not. But some of the other things that we're going to get are new soul attacks. That's a new thing, soul attacks, which looks like the command for it is a forward roll, a forward quarter roll, and the three buttons,
Hadouken.
A, B, and K. Yeah, so Hadouken, A, B, K.
Oh, yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom Supers.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's going to be your soul attacks. Also, the new RI, which is resist impact. So it's not reverse impact like I thought it was. It's resist impact. And that uses half your gauge to GI
and unblockable.
It doesn't soul charge you like I thought it did, though. It just does that. That's all it does.
Oh, okay.
It just, yeah. So you use half your bar. And also, it restores your own guard, too, actually. So your guard meter kind of restores itself a little bit if you do it successfully.
Okay.
Also, new reversal edge. So the reversal edge, RE, you know, when you push B plus K. Or, no, B in guard. You do that fucking hot potato. Rock, paper, scissors shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how, like, when you see it coming, you end up blocking sometimes, but you still end up getting fucking forced into it? So that's going to be gone now. So now if you guard, you're not forced into the fucking reversal edge, rock, paper, scissors stuff anymore.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so that should...
I'm tired of that shit. I didn't like that system.
Yeah, because, like, you can see it coming, and you're like, okay, I'm just going to block, so then but there's no way to get... When someone does it... You have no choice unless you can step away from it or something.
Yeah, you're in the meanest. Unless you sidestep it, you're in the meanest disadvantage. It's so unfair.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right, okay. So with that said, all right, cool.
There's that. Also, what else was coming to it? Oh yeah. Also, if you break a grab, you might receive damage now when you break a grab.
Why?
I don't know. That's weird.
Why would you fucking take damage from breaking grabs?
I'm not sure if I saw that correctly, but that could be a new thing now, which is interesting. And then the other thing is they said in the notes for it, they say we will renew certain UI such as select character, stage select, and health gauge. Now I'm not sure if the health gauge part means like the actually it's still the health bar there. It did look different. Damn it! I don't think we're getting what I wanted.
All
right. You know what I want though? Remember how we used to like be able to set the handicaps for our health?
Yeah.
And we used to set it down to like 30%.
Yeah, to practice
and
get good.
And
yeah.
Just did the one, I want that again.
Yeah, dude, I feel like that really stepped our game up a lot.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
We started being real careful, like, compared to like how we were when we started.
Yeah, it put us more on defense. Yeah. I kind of missed that.
We should do that.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, season two dropping on Monday, and then new character healed along with the stages and all that on Tuesday. All
right, my last piece of news, or not last, I have two more. Black Adam is going to be having his own movie, and it's confirmed. The production will start in July 2020, and it will be The Rock. I was not a big fan of this. I was thinking it wasn't going to really happen, but it is going to happen. The director is Jaume Colet-Serra. He did a movie called The Shallows.
Wait, what's the name?
Jaume, J-A-U-M-E.
Okay.
Colet-Serra.
the way you said it is like, you know, people like... You know, when people have accents like...
Oh, they say it wrong?
You know, how do you say, French fry? You know, like... that's what I finally got. Like,
you're stupid. But yeah, that is going to be happening.
How do we call it? Sarah.
The cinematographer from The Joker is going to be involved, Lawrence Cher. He also said, this movie will introduce the Justice Society of America. And they said it will be in the DCEU. So this movie, so it's funny we were talking about earlier, right? This movie will connect to Justice League, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, all that shit. And we will introduce now, which is my problem with it. I don't mind that it's connected to all this shit. I'm mad that now you're going to introduce an old school team of superheroes. Like, so you're expanding the DC universe, even though you're not sure you're going to keep it going. That's what you're telling me now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God, it's such a headache. He's like, yeah, I'm in the same universe as Zachary Levi and Gal Gadot. He's like, I'm in that universe. So I guess
it's funny how he has to specify, hey, I'm going to be in this universe, guys. Like,
yeah, because they have three. As we talked about, they got fucking three. It's so insane.
Oh,
the movie's set for December 2021. I don't know, man. I just don't know if it's going to be good. I don't imagine it.
It's probably going to be good, but no one's going to care because it's going to be part of some universe that's all fractured and no one's going to really share if it overlaps with this universe or that other universe, maybe both. Or maybe it's this new universe now that's kind of connected to the other two in some way.
You're kind of right, AJ. That's so true. That's exactly what's happening. It's just out of control. It's confusing, man. But yeah, I guess we'll see what happens with it. But it is happening. It is coming. People are already asking him if Henry Cavill's going to be in it, and he's like, I don't know about that, blah, 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 but, oh, man, it's so confusing. DC, please get your shit together for me.
Do something.
For me. I want to like your shit, but you guys are making it easy. AJ.
No, they're not. Anyways, like, I don't even want to entertain it anymore.
I don't blame you, but I almost feel like I shouldn't see any more of their movies. It's starting to frustrate me a little bit.
I've never seen any of their movies, except for Wonder Woman. I saw Wonder Woman.
You didn't see Shazam?
No, I didn't see Shazam.
Shazam's really good. That's
but
one of the
few. Do I want to see it?
I don't blame you. I don't know. I don't know if you should see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
All right, AJ has some news.
You know, and sometimes you think, oh, yeah, I'm safe going into this because this is not connected to anything else. And you go and watch it, and you're like, oh, fuck,
surprise,
this is connected.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, right?
That's the downside about our modern
surprise,
era.
Motherfucker.
That's the only downside about our modern era. I remember I went to go see Prometheus. And it turned out to be connected to the Alien movies. And I was like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Didn't we all watch that together or some shit?
Did we watch it together? Is that
what
it was?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're all watching it together. And then the ending happened. And we're like, wait a minute. What the fuck?
We saw that black alien come out. And
yeah.
We're like, what?
Yeah, like, this shit connected to the Alien? Yeah, we all just
I think you're
out.
Right. It might have been you, me, Carla, and Hose.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we
right.
were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because like, I hadn't seen any Alien movies at that point.
No, I've never seen any Alien movies either.
That's funny. Anyway, all right, AJ, go ahead news.
RS in chat says, come on, DC, do it for T. For sure.
Yeah, for real, man. Thank you, RS.
Let him know. All right, and my last piece of news, Street Fighter V. We're getting a new Street Fighter V. Street Fighter V Championship Edition.
Wow, they brought back the name Championship Edition?
Yeah, looks like it.
Okay.
So we're getting Championship Edition pretty soon.
Does that mean new characters?
We're getting two new characters. Actually, they introduced one. Actually, I can't believe I don't have a video ready for this.
Really?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up. Street Fighter V. I guess I'll just put the name. And then play you this video real quick. I'll skip ahead. Can you guess who it is? Based off this picture right now.
No!
Gil.
No! It's Gil?
Yeah.
No! He's going to be backflipping forward and shit?
I hope so. Actually, I haven't seen it yet. He's throwing people around with the
backflip forward.
It. Yeah, he just did it.
Damn. Only this fool could backflip at you. Damn, Gil.
Yeah, so Gil's back.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Gil with some armor. It's just like a second outfit.
Oh, that's his original form. Like, because they said he's old and shit?
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also,
is Makoto character too, please?
there's another character that they haven't told us who it's going to be yet, though.
I hope it's
Makoto. So far, we know two characters are coming to this new edition, this new season. Gale's the first one. Second one, they haven't told us anything about yet. In addition to that, though, they're also getting some new, like, you know how Soul Calibur is getting some new weapons going on and shit, too?
Yeah.
So does Street Fighter V. You know we have V-triggers. There's V-trigger 1, there's V-trigger 2.
Yeah.
And everyone has a V-skill, which is when you push the two mediums together. Now there's going to be a second V skill, so you might be able to choose what that move's going to be now.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Like, as a lore player, I know my V skill is the that overhead, like, cartwheel shit. So now I might have a new move there instead, depending on what I choose.
Huh.
So, yeah.
You got a Pyron costume?
Yeah, dude, there's a Pyron costume, too.
Yo,
yeah.
Darkstalkers reference?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
Which, I hope that's a hint towards something in the future, maybe?
Dude, more... Hey, we need a...
Because I don't think anyone else has gotten some type of weird Darkstalkers costume.
We need
costume.
A fucking modern Darkstalker game besides the PSP one. Give us a new one.
That PSP one, dude, that's PSP, dude. That's like...
That's fucking 12 years ago.
Dude,
that's
15
years ago. 15
years ago, dude. That came out on PSP, and PSP came out like our senior year and shit.
Wow.
That's forever ago, dude. That's like the last. I think the only thing that was newer than that was whatever came in that collector's edition.
Can you boys get some new Darkstalkers one time? Anyway.
I think there was something. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so this championship edition, though, is like a separate game that you could buy that has all 40 characters unlocked, which there's only 39 right now. So that's why everyone's tripping out like, wait, 40? There's only 39 with the announcement of Gil. So there's one more character. That's how we know there's one more character. You can buy that, or you can just get the update and unlock everything like you normally do. Buy it or just get fight monies and all that. So if you already have the game, you don't got to worry about getting this new update with the V-Skills and all that. That's going to be added regardless. Oh, yeah. There's another new system. Blocking. Blocking's a new system.
What do you mean?
I know, right? I heard blocking. Blocking apparently is the original term in Japan for parrying. So parrying.
They called parrying blocking. Whoa, they brought parrying back?
Yeah.
Dude, oh, man. See, this is why, dude. Like, every Street Fighter game should have its own system. Like, why would they do that? Like,
I'm not sure how parry is going to be used, though.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that it's back. But I'm like, dude, that defeats the whole point of making Street Fighter V. Like, you're supposed to make your own system, and that's supposed to be a V-trigger, you know? Like,
yeah, but I'm not sure, like, how the parry system works. Like, who has it or what?
This guy's finally back. He's all sad. He's crying because he's so happy.
But yeah, but it's funny to cut out blocking. I'm like, wait, what do you call blocking in Japan then? I think they call it defending.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. They call it defense.
Yeah. So, but yeah, but parrying's going to be coming back, but they call it blocking. So that's the term we're going to be using now is blocking when you have to parry something. How that's going to work, though, I'm not sure yet. I don't think they talked about it. Maybe they have. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's also coming back to Street Fighter. But yeah, you don't have to worry about any of that if you have the game. But if you want just everything unlocked, you can go ahead and buy Championship Edition.
All right. My last piece of news. So apparently Jeff Goldblum joins the ranks of Marvel spoilers with Tom Holland and Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
So they asked him recently about Disney, about Disney's Plus's new show, What If, coming out soon. Because, you know, he's one of the voices lending his voices for the Marvel What If show.
Okay.
And this is what he said. You ready? It's an anime version of all the characters we know and love from the Marvel, and this episode includes a new scenario for both Grandmaster Korg, you know, voiced by Taika Waititi. He says, Iron Man, who, you know, Robert Downey will be doing the voice for that. And he's like, and, you know, he's like, yeah, it's going to come out, it's going to be really fun, it's going to be very different and change your perspective. I don't think he realized Robert Downey Jr. is not in the voice cast.
Or it hasn't been announced yet.
It has not been announced for the Marvel What If. Like,
yeah.
As far as we knew, actually, he was actively the voice that we were not seeing, that everyone was like, oh, fuck, he's really not going to do it.
Right.
And Jeff Goldblum blew it.
Kind of blew it.
Like, he's like,
that's funny.
Whatever animated special that involves the Grandmaster will also include Robert Downey as Tony Stark.
Hmm.
And yeah, and then, you know, Robert Downey eventually came out later in the day and confirmed. He's like, well, since it's out, yeah, I was at Marvel Studios recording my voice for one of the What If specials.
And then Tom Holland was like, it wasn't me.
Yeah, right? Mark Ruffalo was like, yeah. Robert Downey is involved in the Marvel What If. We just don't know how much or to what capacity.
I'm not surprised, though. Like, I wasn't expecting him not to be in it at all.
I thought he was going to duck it for a few years, you know, like try to like distance himself.
Like play it off? But, yeah, like, even though he wasn't announced yet, I'm like, but yeah, they're not even working on it yet. Or maybe they are.
There's pictures already.
There are pictures. That's true. Yeah, they've already worked on it. But yeah, I'm not surprised. But it's out there now, so I'm even less surprised. And then same thing for Cap, too, right? Chris Evans. Because they said earlier, too, and like, when people were expecting him that he's going to die and all that. And he's like, oh, but he's not done with the universe because of this.
Yeah, because he's still a voice for Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Also, I will confirm, I think I gave some news last week that Captain America was going to be in that Winter Soldier show. I think Chris Evans yesterday came out of his way to confirm that is not true.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you know, there were drafts with me involved. He's like, but it's like, no, I've not filmed anything for it. He's like, and they're already doing it. Yeah. You know, we don't know. He could be throwing us.
You're right.
Ever since Endgame, we've learned that Marvel's going to lie to us.
Yeah.
Because they've lied to us multiple times since Infinity War.
Yep.
Now,
it's not called Endgame.
Yeah, right? Don't even get me started on that. But yeah, Marvel's proven that since Infinity War, they're not afraid to lie to us, so it could still be. But Chris Evans said that he has not filmed anything, he hasn't read a script, so he doesn't think that he's involved in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
All right. It'd be cool if he showed up as Old Man Cap, though. That's what I kind of want.
That's what everyone thought was happening, but...
But you don't know that. Maybe they got a new actor.
Oh, I'll be mad. All right. AJ, on Focus Week, what you got planned?
You know, first off, shout out to all those people that figured out that it was going to be called Endgame before he's even considered.
Yeah, bro. I had a couple YouTube channels that called it. They were like, no, it's definitely Endgame.
Because they said it twice, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, shut the fuck up. It's not Endgame. And like, no, there's a couple YouTube channels that were right. Like, yeah.
Anyways, maybe more, if Ann gets that hookup with the stickering shit, I can actually complete my PCB board. By the way, I didn't show anyone, but here's a before and after. Here's, like, the copper plate. This is actual copper all over it.
This after has been collision 28-ified.
Yeah, right there on the backside right there, right?
That's AJ magic, bitch.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, and the process for this is crazy. Like, you fucking put a mask over it, you drop it in some acid for, like, less than an hour, pull it out.
Motherfucker, you have acid?
Yeah, man. Not right, actual acid, but, you know.
A type of acid, right?
One that I can't touch, really.
Fuck, that's acid. You can't touch it, it's acid.
So there's that. And then Pokemon, got to play some more Pokemon. Got to play some Soul Calibur. Beskar play. What's a Beskar?
You haven't... You watched Mandalorian yet? The armor?
Yeah. I'm learning these terms. I haven't stuck yet.
It's new to me, too, actually. I didn't know Beskar beforehand.
Some Pokemon Sword, read them comics, that new Korra I got and that new Sonic I got to do that. And then, Soul fucking season two. So I think we're going to play our last round of Hammer for season one, right?
Oh, on Sunday. That's damn, the timing is so perfect.
Right?
It's christening the ending.
Right, for sure. And then, season two comes out and, yeah, so new shit's going to be happening probably. Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, for season two, they're talking about last night at Wednesday Night Fights, Oswald getting nerfed like to hell.
Good, bro. It's fucking annoying, dude.
The notes are out about the new movesets and all that and like the different changes to some
just
of the moves.
Already nerfed, huh?
And yeah, the people were reading it and they saw like a lot of his shit, a lot of his good shit got nerfed where like certain shit won't launch you anymore or won't stun you anymore, stuff like that.
Good, because like I beat rookies all the time, but sometimes they catch me and it's not fair. They do so much damage, you know?
Yeah.
But all right, so for my Unfocus Week, I'm going to finish Avengers World. It's pretty awesome. More Cassandra studying.
You know, when you said Avengers World earlier, I thought it was like a theme park.
No, that would be awesome. Hey, that's coming. California Avengers are going to have an Avengers World.
Oh, true.
Not Avengers World, but like a Marvel Land.
Marvel Land, yeah.
Yeah. But with that being said, yeah, just that, Avengers World. I'm going to finish reading that comic. The new House of X comics, I got to go pick them up tomorrow because I didn't get them today. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, Mandalorian, you know, new episode.
Oh, tomorrow, new episode.
Yeah. The second one came out, right? It was cool, but...
I liked it a lot.
But a lot didn't happen, though.
I don't know. That whole Jawa chase was pretty sick. Like, I don't know, I like that whole thing.
Which
reminded
one?
Me of Donkey Kong when the Jawas were throwing the metal shit at him like while he was trying to climb up their ship.
That was that episode? Oh, yeah, that was that episode.
That was a pretty full episode to me.
Yeah, it was a fun episode to watch, but I feel like we didn't learn too much other than that one big thing.
Yeah, it was, and the baby, he's got force powers.
Yeah, that's the big thing I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like the only thing we learned.
No, you're right. Other than that, it was filler.
It was almost like a filler. It was like a cool little adventure. That's it. Like nothing significant really happened other than, oh, shit. He's a fucking actual Yoda.
Right.
But yeah, season three, episode 3 tomorrow. That should be cool, hopefully. All right, are we done?
I'm focused.
All right, episode 230-something.
239.
Oh,
the
shit,
electric Pokemon.
240 next week, huh?
Oh, are we doing Thanksgiving?
Damn. Oh, yeah, next Thanksgiving next week.
Let's talk about it.
I'm pretty sure we're skipping it next week.
Okay, cool.
I'm pretty sure about that.
All right, then.
So we'll see you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I don't think we ever said that before on the show because we never think that far in advance.
Happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for Unfocused.
That's right. And we'll be back the week afterwards.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at InFocusPodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts. Or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Shout out to Reason for this outro.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!